Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined by our good buddy Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, good buddy.
So Judy joins us on Skype, as always, to review what's going on the local theater scene. We're going to talk about a show called Scenes from 73 Years. It's produced by a group called the Medina Theater Collective in partnership with the Baltimore Theater Project here in town. I've never heard of the Medina Theater Collective. What's the deal with these folks?
Well, you haven't heard of it, Tom, because it's brand new. It's a Chicago-based company that is dedicated to telling stories from the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia. Scenes from 73 Years takes place in the Middle East. Rohina Malik is the company's founding artistic director. Her name may be familiar because last winter, before this company was founded, the Theater Project streamed her one-woman show about Muslim women, Unveiled. I reviewed that on Midday. She co-directed Scenes from 73 Years with Najla Saeed, but Malik does not appear in it. Medina Theater Collective's mission is to present voices and perspectives of actors, characters, and narratives from a community that's been underrepresented on American stages. In this case, we see the lives of everyday people in a place that we're primarily used to seeing only in extremis in the news.
So you mentioned Unveiled, which we talked about a while back. That was a series of vignettes. Does this play, the Scenes from 73 Years, have a similar structure?
Well, I should say, first of all, that it has a different playwright. It's by Hannah Khalil, a Palestinian-Irish playwright. But yes, as you can guess from the title, this play is also a series of vignettes. There are 31 of them. The structure is kind of unusual because the scenes are not presented chronologically. In the first 12 or 13 minutes, for example, the scenes jump around from 2010 to 1948 to 2003 to 2005 to 2016, then back to 2003 and 1948. Some of these scenes last just a minute or so. Some have one actor. Some have three, four, or five actors. There are a couple scenes that have no spoken text. The play draws interesting parallels and contrasts between the characters, though. For example, there's an Israeli student who infuriates her parents by refusing to attend university in England. Later on, we meet an Arab student who infuriates his mother by insisting on attending university in England. In the production, the Theater Project is streaming. The stage directions are read aloud. They set the scene, and more importantly, they give the year the scene takes place. And this is a good thing because this production was put together on Zoom. And in most cases, the actors, particularly the male actors, barely change their basic appearance or clothing or even their voices. So you can really get lost trying to figure out who's who and where and when. Some of the characters and situations recur. They continue throughout the presentation. I brought a clip from one of the lighter scenes that continues at a couple intervals throughout the play. This is a scene of three women having a picnic to celebrate the engagement of one of the women. Let's listen.
I want to say congratulations to Fatima. We wish you a very happy, healthy, married life.
Hear, hear.
With lots of children. Boys.
Why boys?
Thank you. This is such a nice idea.
Oh, did you see the house yet?
No, not yet. Why?
Everyone's saying that Vlad has gone to so much trouble to make it perfect for you.
Really?
I heard he got a new mattress imported from Italy.
You mean from Avoriad's warehouse?
I feel very special.
You even got to choose your own husband, lucky girl.
That's Annalise Razik, Najat Arcadian Washington, and Ruba Mansouri in Scenes from 73 Years. It's streaming from the Theater Project. So there are eight people in the cast, Judy. Do they all play multiple characters?
Oh, yes, they do. In fact, there are 50 characters. They range in age from a little boy to an old man. The actors play soldiers and civilians, mothers, fathers, Arabs, and Israelis. Again, in a live, fully staged production, this could really be a tour de force. but it doesn't quite work in this current Zoom format, largely because of the difficulty of differentiating characters. Even so, there are some really vigorous performances. I was especially impressed by two men in the cast. Chris Kishoba, he plays an Israeli cab driver, an old Arab man, a Palestinian activist who dresses up as a blue-skinned Avatar movie character to help draw attention to a protest. And I want to give a special shout out to Noor Hamdi, who plays, among others, a doctor, a shopkeeper, and an Arab taxi passenger who is desperate to get to Nazareth. I have an excerpt from a scene with these two actors playing taxi driver and passenger. Let's listen.
Where are you headed?
Nazareth.
The taxi driver stops and puts down the bag.
Are you kidding me? I can't believe this day.
No, Nazareth, that's where I'm from.
It's another country.
It's only 100 kilometers.
102.
I'll pay you whatever you like.
I don't go there.
Please, there are no other drivers around. I'm in a hurry, man.
I need protection money.
I need to go home to see my father. He's not well.
I think you need an Arab driver.
That's Chris Kishoba and Noor Hamdi in the Medina Theater Collective's virtual production of Scenes from 73 Years. So, Judy, the play's title, when you see it in print, it has an asterisk after the number 73. What does that mean?
Well, Tom, when the play debuted in London in 2016, it was called Scenes from 68 Years. Since then, the number has been updated every year to reflect the number of years since the 1948 Arab-Israeli War and the founding of Israel. For example, 2 years ago, the play made its American debut in San Francisco, and then it was called Scenes from 71 Years.
So it sounds like Scenes from 73 Years, like the new Medina Theater Collective itself, the whole concept of this group, raises a bunch of complex issues that are often, you know, not explored on stage. Let's face it. So in the final analysis, what do you think? How well does this production succeed?
Well, there are those problems with the choppy structure and the minimal differentiation in the way the characters are presented, and the result is murky at times. This is especially unfortunate because the playwright, Hannah Khalil, is attempting something much more fundamental than this complicated structure allows. She's depicting the quotidian experiences of ordinary people. Overall, what comes across, though, whether dealing with Arab or Israeli characters, is a devotion to home. That and the desire for peace are the play's universal themes. In the end, Tom, this first play by Medina Theater Collective does show audiences a culture that's infrequently seen on our stages, and it also shows the shared humanity of the characters. So certainly in those respects, the company and the play are headed in a welcome direction.
And that's good. Now, this is at the Theater Project, right? So one streams it from the Theater Project, but it's not a live performance. The audiences are not sitting in the Theater Project seats anymore, right?
Right. Not yet. This is just streamed.
Yeah. And as you say, not yet, because it does look like, you know, by the time we get to the fall theater season, that there will be a number of, returns to live performance. I mean, not just in the theater world, but in other worlds as well. The Baltimore Symphony has announced their season at the Meyerhoff. And there are other groups that are going to be performing live concerts. So, you know, maybe we are starting to get back to normal. All right, so it's Scenes from 73 Years. Right now it's online only. Medina Theater Collective, they're doing this in conjunction with the Theater Project. It streams until June 20th, so that's 10 days from now. You can come to wipr.org/midday, and we'll have links to information. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about a movie version of a very famous play. What are we going to talk about then?
We are going to talk about the musical In the Heights, which is available starting today. I can't wait.
Ah, me neither. Lin-Manuel Miranda's fantastic show, In the Heights. So thanks, Judy. We'll see you then. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk baseball with former Orioles announcer Jim Hunter and music with the jazz impresario Todd Barkin. He is the proprietor of Keystone Corner here in Baltimore. That's on the way tomorrow. Coming up next, now it's Here and Now. And don't forget tonight to download the Daily Dose. That's WIPR's compendium of all the local stories and the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.